ಭಜೇತಾಪ್ತ್ರಯಾಪಹಂ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ದುಧ್ವಾಂತ ವಿಧ್ವಂಶನ ವಿಚಕ್ಷಣ ಚೈತೀತ್ಯಾಕೃತನಿರ್ಭಾಸತಾಂನ ಹೃದಂಬರೆ ಅರ್ಥಿಕಲ್ಪ್ತಕಲ್ಪೋಯಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕೇಸರಿ ವ್ಯಾಸತೀರ್ಥ ಗುರುಭೂಯಾತ್ ಅಸ್ಮೃಷ್ಟಾತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧೇ ತಪೋವಿದ್ಯಾವಿರಕ್ತಿಯಾದಿ ಸದ್ಗುಣೋಕಾಕರಾಣಂ ವಾದಿರಾಜಗುರುನ್ ವಂದೇ ಹೇಗ್ರೀಪ್ರಾಶಯಾನ್ ಪೂಜ್ಯ ರಾಘವೇಂದ್ರಾಯ ಚಕ್ರಮೃತಾಯ ಚ ಭಸತಾಂಗಪುರುಕ್ಷಾಯ ಅನವರಹಂ ಕಾಮಧೇನವೇ ದುರ್ವಾದಿಧ್ವಾಂತರವೇ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಂದೀವರೇಂದವೇ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಘವೇಂದ್ರ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮೋತ್ಯಂತೇವಾಳವೇ ಆ ಪಾದಮೌಳಿ ಪರ್ಯಂತಂ ಗುರುನಾಮಾಕ್ತಿಂ ಸ್ಮರೇತ್ ಯೇನ ವಿಘ್ನಾಃ ಪ್ರಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಂ ಚ ಮನೋರಥಾಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಸೆಷನ್ ಟುಡೇ. ಐಲ್ ಸೇ ಋಷಿ ದೇವತಾ ಛಂದಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್. ಅಸ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಷ್ಣು ದಿವ್ಯ ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಮಹಾಮಂತ್ರಸ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ವೇದವ್ಯಾಸೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಋಷಿ ಅನುಷ್ಠುಪ್ ಛಂದಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾವಿಷ್ಣು ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ನಾರಾಯಣೋ ದೇವತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀನಾರಾಯಣ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಸಿದ್ಧತೆ ದಪೇ ವಿನಿಯೋಗ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ವಿಶ್ವಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಷತ್ಕಾರೋ ಭೂತಭವ್ಯ ಭವತ್ಪ್ರಭು ಭೂತಕೃದ್ಭೂತವೃದ್ಭಾವೋ ಭೂತಾತ್ಮ ಭೂತಭಾವನ ಭೂತಾತ್ಮ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಚ ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಪರಮಾಗತಿ ಅವ್ಯಪುರುಷಸ್ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞೋಕ್ಷರೇವ ಚ ಯೋಗೋ ಯೋಗವಿದಾಂ ನೇತ ಪ್ರಧಾನಪುರುಷೇಶ್ವರ ನಾರಸಿಂಹಪುಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ಕೇಶವಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಸರ್ವಶರ್ವಶಿವಸ್ಥಾನುರ್ಭೂತಾದಿರ್ನಿಧಿರವ್ಯ ಸಂಭವೋ ಭಾವನೋಭರ್ತ ಪ್ರಭವ ಪ್ರಭುರೀಶ್ವರ. ದಟ್ ಈಶ್ವರ ಶಬ್ದ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸೀ ಟುಡೇ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಶ್ವರ ಆರ್ ಈಶಾ ಇನ್ ಇನ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತ ಆರ್ ವಿ ಟೇಕ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಕನ್ನಡ ಇಟ್ ಕನ್ವೇಸ್ ಎ ಲಾಟ್ ಮೋರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಎ ಜನರಲ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಈಶ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸಟಲ್ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಫೈಂಡ್. ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ Isha and Ishwara, the Lord, like in English normally we use the word Lord, the God, Lord of Lords, like that. So Lord is Isha, Lord is also Ishwara. Ishwara and Isha both map to the word Lord. But here in Vishnu Sahasranama, the Ishwara is taken specifically in this context. So even Paramatma is known as Isha also. He is known as Vara also. He is known as Ishwara also. So this subtle differences in words based upon the context. So we have to be concerned about two things. One is the context. The second one is, after determining the context, you come up with the string of meanings. So what those meanings convey, what form, what actions, what of the Lord those meanings convey. So this is important. So here, for example, Ishwara means general dictionary meaning will be like Lord. Ishwara means Lord, Kosha Artha. But if we go deeper into the word, Ishwara has Isha and Vara. Isha means one who is Lord. Vara means best. So Ishwara is also Lord, Isha is also Lord, but in Sanskrita, Ishebhyaha Varaha. Vara is Sreshtha. Ishebhyaha means greater than all the Sreshtha. That means leader of the leaders, or God of the gods, Lord of the lords. So all these meanings are there for Ishwara, but the way it is formed is not just Lord of lords. You take the lords, among them, different levels of lords, like, you know, just for this loka, Lokeshwara. Then this loka and Antariksha loka is also a supernatural being, or rather, whom we don't see every day. Not supernatural, but natural only, but we can't see every day. And then, much higher level is like, you know, these names can be referred to upper gods or higher gods or Paramatma, different levels. So all that is conveyed by this word Ishwara. So Ishascha Varascha. So the word Ishwara is split into two parts, Isha plus Vara. But Isha plus Vara will become Ishavara. Why did it become Ishwara? Because there is Akara Lopa due to some grammar rules. The Akara Lopa can be brought in this kind of a samasa. So Ishavara becomes Ishwara, that Akara Lopa in Sha, Ishavara. So that important. So that Ishwara, Ishebhyaha, பிரம்மாதிபியா லக்ஷ்மி. ஸோ ஈவன் பை டேக்கிங் இன் டு அக்கவுண்ட் லக்ஷ்மி ஆர் பிரம்மாதி தேவதாஸ் ஆர் அதர் தேவதாஸ் சொர்க்க தேவதாஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் கீப்பிங் இன் டு அக்கவுண்ட் ஆல் தீஸ் ஈஸ்வர இஸ் ஸ்ரேஷ்ட அமங் ஆல் ஈஷாஸ். ஸோ ஆல் த ஈஷாஸ் அட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் லெவல்ஸ் ஆர் த ரூலிங் அத்தாரிட்டிஸ் அட் தட் லெவல் தென் த வர ஸ்ரேஷ்டத்வ ஈஸ் அப்சல்யூட் அத்தாரிட்டி. ஸோ பரமாத்மா இஸ் ஈஸ்வர தட் இண்டிகேட்ஸ் தட் ஹி ரூல்ஸ் ஓவர் ஈஷாஸ் பிகாஸ் தேர் ஆல்சோ லைக் ஜீவாஸ் ஒன்லி ஆல் ஈஷாஸ் ஆர் ஜீவாஸ் பிரம்மா ஆர் வாயு ருத்ரா ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் ஜீவாஸ். ஸோ பட் இவென்ச்சுவலி தே கெட் டு நோ ஈச் அதர் அண்ட் த ஈஸ்வர தென் இட் வில் பி ஈஷேபியா வரஹ ஈஷா ஆல் த லார்ட்ஸ் ஆர் அட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் லெவல்ஸ் ஆஃப் த வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் லைக் த கரண்ட் வேர்ல்ட் ஆர் ப்ரக்ருத பிரபஞ்ச தட் வி சி அண்ட் தென் த அந்தரிக்ஷா தட் வி டோன்ட் சி திஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ இன் பிரம்மாண்டா ஒன்லி தென் த ஸ்வர்கலோகா விச் வி டோன்ட் சி ஃபார் தோஸ் லோகாஸ் தேர் ஆர் த லார்ட்ஸ் லைக் இந்திரா இஸ் த லார்ட் ஆஃப் த ஸ்வர்கலோக. ஸோ ஹீ இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி த லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் த்ரீ லோகாஸ் பூலோக அந்தரிக்ஷலோக ஸ்வர்கலோக. பூலோக இஸ் அந்தரிக்ஷலோக இஸ் கால்டு புவர்லோக. பூலோக புவர்லோக சுவர்லோக சுவர்லோக இஸ் ஸ்வர்கலோக. சுவர்லோக அண்ட் ஸ்வர்கலோக ஆர் சேம். புவர்லோக அண்ட் அந்தரிக்ஷலோக ஆர் சேம். பூலோக ஆர் அவனி ஆர் ஆர்த் தே ஆர் ஆல் சேம். ஸோ ஹியர் ஈஷேபியா பிரம்மாதிபியா வரஹ ஈஸ்வர அண்ட் ஹியர் ஈஷா ரெஃபர்ஸ் டு லக்ஷ்மி தேவி பிரம்மா ருத்ர ஆதிசேஷ அண்ட் ஆல்சோ இந்திரா ஆல் தீஸ் இட் ரெஃபர்ஸ் தே ஆர் ஆல் ஈஷாஸ் அண்ட் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தீஸ் ஈஷாஸ் இஸ் ஈஷவர ஈஸ்வர. ஸோ அண்ட் இன் கீதா பாஷ்ய வி சா லைக் இன் த ஃபோர்த் அத்தியாய சிக்ஸ்த் வர்ஸ் இட் சேஸ் ஆக்சுவலி அது இந்த பாஷ்ய ஆச்சாரிய கோர்ஸ் ஃபார் தட் வேர்ட் ஈஷேபியோ பிரம்மருத்ர ஸ்ரீ சேஷாதிபியோ யதோ பவான் வரஹ அத ஈஸ்வராக்கியாதே முக்கியா ந அந்யஸ்ய கஸ்யசித். ஃபார் அதர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ பீப்புள் ஸ்டார்ட் யூசிங் ஈஸ்வர வேர்ட் பட் ஃபார் அதர்ஸ் இட் இஸ் ஔபச்சாரிக. ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஃபார் ருத்ர ஈஸ்வர இஸ் கம்பேர்ட் டு ஆல் அதர்ஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஈஸ்வர பட் compared to Paramatma, he is not Ishwara. So Ishwara, Ishebhyaha Varaha, one who is the best among all the fighting elements. That is Ishwara. So this is, Yetad Agama Baladeva Samasa Akara Lopau Anumantavyo. So Akara Lopa has happened. Why? Isha plus Vara should have become Ishavara. But it became Ishwara. Because that Shakara is, it consists of Sh and Akara, two letters in each letter, because Swara and Vyanjana. Swara is one, Vyanjana. Swara is Swara is vowel, Vyanjana is consonant. Or Ach and Hal also, the Shabdas that they use. So this Akara Lopa in Isha, Sh, happens because of that it becomes Ish plus Swara, Ishwara. That's how it became Ishwara. And another meaning, Isha means, okay, the rulers of these worlds. The Isha also means capable ones. So somebody may not be the ruler of the world, or on earth itself, there may be some, like a super intelligent person. He interacts with everything, he's super intelligent. So he will not go through all the gradations. He will be given on the platter, like, you know, he accomplishes, he is an accomplisher. So that kind of, accomplishes are there, they are samarthas. So, ishebhyaha samarthebhyaha varaha ishwaraha. One who is best among those who are capable ones. So, rulers are different, capable ones are different. Capable ones need not be rulers. Rulers need not be capable ones. There may be a ruler who is a dummy ruler. There may be a capable person who is beyond above the ruler, but he feels he is inferior to Paramatma a lot more and his ordinary jiva. So this different schools of thought will give different kinds of interpretation for Ishebhyaha Varaha. But its straightforward meaning is one who is Lord of the Lords. That's what is Ishwara. And then further it is elaborated Samartha Isha Ityuktaha Tadvaratva Tvamishwaraha in the Gita Bhashya only. in Smriti, Acharya is quoting, so it says like, you know, he says for Gita Sloka, Ajopisan Avyatma, Bhutanam Ishwaropisan, Prakrutim Swam Adhishtaya, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. I get created by my own will, my own desire, and also there is Maya. Maya is not like illusion. Ajopisan Avyatma, though I do not have birth. Ajayamano bahudha vijayate, so Veda Vakya. So Ajopisan, even though Paramatma is birthless, Avyayatma, even though he is, Avyayatma means undiminished, never diminished, Rupa is there for him. So Ajo Ajahapi San Avyayatma, Bhutanam Ishwaropisan, he is also the Lord of all the Bhutas. Bhutas means Panchabhutas. Bhutas means people who have not yet retired. Bhutas means those who have retired also. All these are Bhutas, existing ones. So all the Bhutanam Ishwaropisan, Ajopisan, Avyatma, Bhutanam Ishwaropisan, even though he is Avya, he is Ishwara for the all the living beings on earth. Prakrutim Swam Adhishtaya Sambhavami Atma Maya. Krishna Paramatma says, though Rudra consumes everything, keeps inside him, Paramatma is beyond that, even beyond Rudra, beyond whatever Rudra has consumed, he is beyond everything. In fact, Rudra Deva, when he took the halahala, it is the Vayudevaru who took it, Mukhya Prana Devaru, then reduced his potential, gave only a small portion, rubbing in his palms, give it to this individual noble soul. So it is important to know that Isha and Ishwara, even in Kannada is difficult to answer, but Kannada we could do some justice. But in English it's even very, very difficult, because Isha is also Lord, Ishwara is also Lord, but among Ishas he is Vara Sreshtha, that is why he is Ishwara. And then Acharya uses like, you know, Rudhi Yoga Bala. What is Rudhi Bala and what is Yoga Bala? Rudhi Bala means whatever is the popular meaning, popular, we say popular reading, popular meaning, that is Rudhi. Rudhi is that which is popular. No checks and anything is down. That is Rudhi, popular name. And then Yoga, yogic name means Yoga is Jnanopaya. So the technique, a technique is used, and something that is very, very far away or something. So the way it works is, Ajopisannaviyatma Bhutanam Ishwaropisan Prakrutim Swam Adhishtaya Sambhavami Atma Meya Maya. So Paramatma Swam Prakrutim Adhishtaya Swam Maya. So Prakruti here is Jada Prakruti and Chetana Prakruti. Both are called Prakruti. Lakshmi Devi is also called Prakruti. Jada Prakruti is also called Prakruti. Paramatma controls, he says Swam Prakrutim Adhishtaya means my own Prakruti. My own Prakruti means Lakshmi Devi. He says, by using Lakshmi as Adhishtana and giving her orders, Sambhavami Atma Maya, by my own will. So look at the words Maya. Maya is used to indicate not an illusion. Maya, magic, that's not what it is used as. Maya means, in Sanskrit, here it is used, Maya means Lakshmi Devi. And Paramatma says, Mama Maya Duratyaya. So in elsewhere he says that also. Mama Maya Duratyaya. My Lakshmi is impossible to pass, cross. So here also the Lakshmi Kataksha is needed. So he says, Prakrutim Swam Adhishtaya Sambhavami Atma Maya. Though I am born independent of anything, everything, I only give opportunity for Lakshmi to take a form or whatever. So this absolute controlship is there only with Paramatma. So that is very important. So Rudhi and Yoga, the Shabdas, when they are taken, in some cases, this is also we use Brahma Sutras, Anyatra Prasiddha, Anyatra Eva Prasiddha, all these things. So what happens is, these Rudhi Shabdas, they are so popular that the real Mula Artha, Yogic Artha is forgotten. So we'll try to talk about it a little bit. So Rudhi, according to Rudhi meanings also, Ishwara Shabda. Who is Ishwara? Rudra Devaru, Umapati Rudra is Ishwara, that's what people have concept. So, but that concept has to overcome if a permanent solution is needed. So that's why Rudhi and Yoga, both balas, both strengths are used to indicate the supremacy of the Lord over all the other things. So Rudhi, Yoga, in this approach, the Ishvara is defined, and then whoever thinks the Lord as the Ishvara, he gives them according to their own Swarupa, Yogyata, whatever is to be given. So in other words, it is saying, Ajopisan Navyatma Bhutanam Ishropisan Praktin Swam Adhishtaya Sambhavami Atmamayaya. So I am creating myself, Paritranaya Sadhanam Vinashayatudun Dharma Samstaparanarthaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. There it is says, Krishna, he gives birth to himself. In the sense, nobody else gives birth to Paramatma. So he is the controller. That's why he says, Sambhavami Atmamayaya. I get created by myself, by my own extraordinary capabilities, and also by creating the Maya Avarana through Durga to various places. So this is what is told. And here, Paramatma is also inside and every side, all the pranis. So this is conveyed by Antastaha Purusho Nama Jnanadaha Sarvadehinam Bahistaha Ishvaro Nama Jnanadi Paladoharihi. In Bhagavatatparinaya, it is told in the 11th skanda, 22nd adhyaya it comes. So Antastaha Purushaha Nama Jnanadaha Sarvadehinam Bahista Ishvaro Nama Jnanadi Palado Harihi. Basically what it is saying is Bhagavad Rupa that is inside everybody and giving the potential to act, Pindanda, basically is a Pindanda Rupa of the Paramatma is Purusha. Brahmanda Rupa, he is there outside us in another form, and he gives the fruits of our actions and controls us. So this is form is called Ishvara. So Purusha, there's another word, Purusheshwara. That's a totally different, but here Purusha and Ishvara are compared. Of course, the current word is Ishvara only. Why are we talking about Purusha? The reason is the controlling form inside is called Purusha. The controlling form outside is called Ishvara. It's both are Bhagavad Rupas only. The Bhagavan Rupa inside everybody, Purishete, he is resides inside. So he is Purusha for everybody. Then he is Ishvara, so for himself. So he is Ishvara means he is aware of all this. That's why he is Ishvara. So Antastaha Purushaha. Inside is Purushanama. Jnanadaha Sarvadehinam Bhaista Ishvara. By giving the jnana of to all the beings, Bahista Ishvara, the externally occupying Ishvara, Jnanadi Paladaha, he gives phala of the jnana. So jnana swarupaka, jnana phaladayaka is Ishvara. So Ishvara Shabda is jnana pradayaka Shabda. Just as there is a jnana pradayaka Shabda for Indra level, jnana pradayaka Shabda for Rudra level, jnana pradayaka Shabda at Paramatma level. He is jnana pradayaka for everybody. That's why he is Ishvara. Ishvara is who is outside this everything and gives jnana. That form is also called Ishvara. This is another contemplation for Ishvara. So Ishvara is Lord of the Lords, or best among the capable ones, skilled ones are there. He has the greatest skills, and also he is out controlling everything from outside and inside. The inside controller is called Purusha. The outside controller is called Ishvara, and this Purusha and Ishvara are same. So this concept also is very important. So after knowing some of these arthas, actually there are some more meanings. It comes, the same word comes again. There we'll discuss. But another meaning that we can think of, E means Lakshmi. Lakshmi is called E. Why? Because all the other things called like Na'a or whatever, and the one who is greater than that, and one who has this E is Lakshmi. So Ishvara or Isha, E, the Lord of the Lakshmi. So basically, the split is E plus Isha is also Isha. E plus Ishvara is also Ishvara. This Vyutpatti can be given only to Narayana. For all others, Lord, great ones, leader, that Ishvara and Shabda can be applied to everybody. But in this approach, where E refers to Lakshmi, the Ishvara Shabda refers only to Narayana. He is Isha, he is Lord of Lakshmi. He is Ishvara, he is Lord of Lakshmi. So that Lord of Lakshmi is uniquely defined for Paramatma with the same word Ishvara. This meaning cannot be applied for Rudradeva. For example, Rudradeva is Ishvara. Why is Ishvara Rudra? He has the Aishwarya of ruling these whatever 14 worlds. Whereas Indra, he has the Ishatva Aishwarya to rule the heaven. So different people have different capabilities. So the Ishvara is used for Paramatma in most important sense. In other sense, it may be used for others, but the context determines whom we are addressing or referring that word. That word. So that from the context we'll know. And then the question that comes, so how come the Ishvara is so famous for Rudra only? Why not Ishvara? Why it didn't become famous for Narayana? Why Ishvara is famous only for Rudra? Means the reason is Paramatma wanted that way. See, Ichha only. So why means we saw last time in Kannada session, in Gita, second adhyaya, almost at the end, in the Bhashya, Acharya says, you know, about Kaya Vyuha Apeksha in that context, he also says, from Varaha Purana, a quote he gives, Yesha moham shuzamyasu, yojanan mohayishyati, tvamcharudra mahabaho moha shastrani karaya, atathyani vithathyani, dashayashva mahabhuja, prakaram kuru cha atmanam aprakasham cha mam kuru. So here, what he is saying is, Paramatma tells Rudradeva, this one, Yeshamoham Srujami, I will create the moha, create means activating, whatever is there, moha inside each living being, it's activated. So, Yeshamoham Srujami, Asu Yo Janan Moha Ishyati, I will create that moha shakti, by which what happens is, the people will get deluded. Yo Janan Moha Ishyati means, what that which creates moha or delusion to all the people. Tvamcha Rudra Mahabaho Moha Shastrani Karaya. Looking at that, oh, this is like this. Even if you have the correct knowledge, teach whatever is like apparent. So, Yesha Moham Sujamyasu Yojanan Mohishyati Tvamcha Rudra Mahabaho Moha Shastrani Karaya Atatyani Vitatyani Dashayashva Mahabhujah Prakasham Kuru Cha Atmanam Aprakasham Cha Mam Kuru. This is one of the beautiful verses, because we keep on saying, you are Asura Mohana. People, a lot of people criticize, oh, Madhvas, they talk about Asura Mohana, it's not all Shastra supported, all that and all. There are multiple instances where Asura Mohana type of thing is referred. Here, that is Asura Mohana is referred here indirectly, because Paramatma tells Rudradevaru, I will create the Moha Stiti. So what you have to do is, Tvamcha Rudra Mahabaho Moha Shastrani Karaya. You write also Shastras. Just as I write Shastras, you write Shastras. They have to be defective. Moha Shastrani Karaya. Write down the Moha Shastras. And also your teachings and everything should be in such a way that Atatyani Vitatyani Dashayasva Mahabhujaha Prakasham Kuru Cha Atmanam Aprakasham Cha Mam Kuru Iti Varahe. Basically, what is saying is atathya and vitathya. What is the difference between atathya and vitathya? Tathya means true. Atathya means that which is not true. Vitathya means tathya is again true. Vitathya is false. So it looks so simple, atathya, vitathya. But it gets complicated because there are a lot of cases which are like a border of everything. So that thing can come only through practice. But atatyani vitatyani. Atatyani are falsehoods. Vitatyani are twisted factors. You cannot say they are false. You cannot say they are right. They are actually twisted. they take up something that's not relevant and they talk about it. So that is totally different. So atatyani vitatyani dashayasva mahabhuja is some paramatma is addressing Rudradeva, who is saying, Mahabhuja, I know you are capable, I know you can do it, can you please do it? So he is putting a request there. So that is what is conveyed in that episode. There is no scope for Advaita anywhere. So this is very, very important. And this atatya, vitatya and all, the falsehoods and delusions are authenticated. It is not just the madhvas starting this delusion process or delusion argument. It is there in Varaha Purana, and there it's actually Narada Purana also, it says, Kuchitani sa Mishrani Rudro Vishnu Prachoditaha Chakara Shastrani Vibhu Rushayastat Prachoditaha Dadichyadhyaha Puranani Tachastra Samayenatu Chakruhu Vedaischa Brahmani Vaishnavan Vishnu Vedataha Pancharatram Bharatamcha Mularamayanam Tata Tata Puranam Bhagavatam Vishnu Vedaitirtaha. So basically, Ataha Shaiva Puranani Yojyani Anya Avirodataha from Narada Purana, the how to handle the Puranas, why Puranas convey all this itself. So that is why the Rudra Ishwara Shabda is applied to Rudra as a popular name. That is because Paramatma wanted that way. And that is all indicated in Varaha Purana and Narada Purana. So it is not something that is made up by Madhva. So that is important. So that's why Rudra, why Rudra devotees are more in number, means that is all, this is the reason. Because Paramatma wanted that way. He asked Rudra to compose Mohashastras. He himself created Moha for people to follow Rudra. Why? Why is he doing that? Means because the Swarupa Yogyata, whatever is Swarupa Yogyata, that has to be followed. Paramatma makes sure that people follow the Swarupa Yogyata. All these are created, but still there are good people who believe Vishnu Sarvottamatva, because that is the ultimate truth. So that, so this is Paramatma Ichha only, that is there. That's why they are more in number. And Rudradeva, another reason is why Rudra is more popular. The second reason is Rudradeva is called Ashutosha. He is Bhola Shankara. He gets boons, very quickly he gives the boons compared to Vishnu. So for Vishnu, people have to go through a lot of tapascharya. Whereas for Rudra, he pleases, that's why all the asuras, they go and they do Shiva worship only. They don't do Vishnu worship. And they develop hatred for Vishnu. All these things happen. So that's a very natural thing. That Vishnu is not easily pleased. Rudra or Ishwara are very easily pleased. That's why there are more Rudra devotees or Ishwara devotees compared to Vishnu devotees. So this is conveyed. And of course, there are some other questions that are there, but I'll pause it here so that any questions are there, people can feel free to ask. Hare Srinivasa, Sri Krishna Arpanamastu.